This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, President Bush named former U.N. Ambassador John Negroponte as his choice to serve as the nation's first Director of National Intelligence. The president made that announcement at a White House news conference.
John's nomination comes in an historic moment for our intelligence services. In the war against terrorists who target innocent civilians and continue to seek weapons of mass murder, intelligence is our first line of defense. If we're going to stop the terrorists before they strike, we must ensure that our intelligence agencies work as a single, unified enterprise.
The president spoke this morning at the White House. Joining us now to talk about this announcement is NPR's intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly. Good morning, Mary Louise.
Morning, Steve.
So was the president's choice a surprise?
Yes, it was, both in terms of coming this morning and in terms of who they've named. In terms of the timing, just yesterday, the Senate Intelligence Committee was holding a hearing on global threats. The top Democrat on that committee, Jay Rockefeller, made a big point of saying, why don't we have an intelligence chief? We need to have one. It's been 8 weeks. It's been too long. He clearly didn't see this coming. The chairman of the committee, Pat Roberts, of Kansas, was saying, well, maybe they're thinking they'll wait till the end of March when this other intelligence commission is going to report back. So clearly the leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee had no idea this was coming today. And then in terms of the name, John Negroponte, that we've got, it's funny. I mean, Washington, you know, cocktail party chatter is always wrong on this. But in the frenzy of speculation that we've had in the 2 months since the position was created, I have never had anyone tell me John Negroponte, because he had just taken over as ambassador to Baghdad. So the thinking was he'd been in there since June and he had a tough job there and he was going to stick with it.
Already doing a big job. And he's had several big jobs in the Bush administration and elsewhere, hasn't he?
Right. That's right. He is. He's known to be close to President Bush. They're friendly and talk a lot. He is, since last June, as we said, he has been the ambassador to Iraq, which I suppose bodes well for this new job. He clearly relishes a challenge. So he needs to finish up duties there, and then he'll come back. But yes, he's also been ambassador to the United Nations, ambassador to a number of other countries, the Philippines, Honduras. And he has had some controversial moments in his past. In his confirmation hearings to become the UN ambassador, there were a lot of questions about the role he played during the early 80s when he was the ambassador to Honduras, criticism of his record in terms of helping the Contras in Nicaragua during the war there, allegations that he turned a blind eye to human rights abuses. He has already dealt with those issues and obviously answered them satisfactorily in his confirmation. He was confirmed for that job at the United Nations, but we'll probably hear some of this again, and it means we'll get at least some controversy in his confirmation hearings this time around.
Now, as you mentioned, Mary Louise, just yesterday, senators were asking, why is this taking so long? Now
right.
That the announcement has been made, is it fair to ask, why did it take so long?
Well, I think they offered, apparently, this job, or at least got far along in the discussions with a number of candidates. We've been able to confirm that Bob Gates, a former director of Central Intelligence, was offered the job. He turned it down. He said he was happy doing what he's doing, which is now running Texas A&M University. So I think they have approached a number of people. They wanted to take their time in terms of finding the right person. And I think there are also a lot of questions about this job and what it actually will entail. It's going to be enormously challenging to pull together 15 different intelligence agencies. And the legislation that created this job is kind of squishy in a lot of places in terms of what this person's authorities actually are. So I think I would assume that some of the candidates who have been approached sort of said, look, you're handing me a lot of duty and responsibility. It's not clear that I have the authority to do it. So a lot of thinking is that whoever gets this job first, as we now know, John Negroponte, will really have to set the precedent and will have to shape the way that legislation is interpreted to give himself the authority he needs to get the job done.
Now, it's interesting here in deciding who to oversee all these intelligence agencies, the president decided to reach down into one of the intelligence agencies to make another appointment. And this is a guy who is not well known to the public by his own choice, but is very well known in intelligence circles.
This is Lieutenant General Michael Hayden. He is currently the head of the National Security Agency, and he will become John Negroponte's deputy, so the deputy director of national intelligence. What he brings is intelligence experience that John Negroponte doesn't have. John Negroponte is a longtime diplomat. He's certainly a longtime consumer of intelligence. He didn't have the intelligence and the military background that Michael Hayden will bring to the job. He's very respected, Michael Hayden, and I think seeing these two as a package deal will make the confirmation hearings that much easier for them.
Mary Louise, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly.